Hi, my name is Brenda Daly, and this is Real Women Celebrating Women in Independent Film. I am an actor, filmmaker, and creator, and I am here with Mindy Gilkerson, and she is an actress, mentor, and coach. And I'm super excited to have her here, and we are here at Action Shot Studios. Hi, Mindy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, how did you get into acting in the first place?
How did I get into acting in the first place? I think deep down, I always knew I wanted to be an actor, even mm-hmm. when I was little. But because of my life circumstances, I was raised really religious. And like my mom literally thought that the world was going to end, which, you know, like after last year, you know, I had like a little panic moment for a moment, like everybody else. But I know I would say it wasn't until about, 5 years ago now, I was working as a barber. I'm a licensed barber for 15 years. I have two kids. And I just had these customers that would come in. Some of them were voice actors or some of them were writers, and they're just normal people. And I've always loved movies. I've always loved TV. And I don't know, I just decided one day to pursue it.
Yeah. I feel like you've done a lot for 5 years. I mean, I've been watching your success. You've been taking lots of classes and you've yes. been training really hard. And I think people think that being an actor is like, oh, well, I'm just going to go out and be in front of the camera and act. And they don't realize that there's an actual process that you have to go through, breaking down the script and, you know, finding yourself. Because when you're an actor, you're really putting yourself out there and you really want to tap into those emotions and they make them look natural on screen, right?
Yes. I think the hardest thing to learn, because I don't know when it really started to shift for the style of acting, but you know, you don't really show too much. You know, it's become this level of realism in acting that really makes it like real life, because in everyday life, we aren't showing what we're really feeling, you know, not all the time, you know, maybe to a few people, but even then there's always something going on. Even like with your best friend, you could have had like the worst day ever, but then you want to be there for them. And so you're not going to show them everything that you just experienced like 2 hours ago. You're going to be there for your friend. Right. So like this idea that I really am grateful for in the classes that I've been taking is, yes, you want to know the lines. Yes, you want to know what the character is. You want to know what the situation is. But then once you're on set, you just let that go and you trust that it's already inside you. Right. We've all experienced pain and suffering and joy and love. And that lives in all of us. And we all have our unique life experience to be able to shine in whatever character that we play.
Yeah, I really like the fact that you said it's about letting go, because I think that most people who get in front of a camera, they don't realize, you know, they're trying to play something, or I always call it being played, right?
Yeah.
So, but I feel like letting go is the hardest part of being an actor, and I think that I know you're going to get ready to start classes and teaching, and I think the best thing about being in class is learning to let go, because what we think it's supposed to be is absolutely not what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, and really I feel like it's like you're like an athlete. You know, I encourage everyone to take classes. Like, yes, I want to start my own class here in Las Vegas, because I know that the studio that I train at, which is in Los Angeles, BGB Studio, mm-hmm. go look them up. Risa Grima Garcia, Kate Cohen, all of the amazing, amazing studio in LA. And I'm so grateful for them. But you know, I'm continually in classes and I want to share that with our community here, because it really is about letting go of control. Because I know that in my past roles, like years ago, yeah, you want to like, okay, on this line, that it's this feeling and then it's going to be here. And then I'm going to build all of my obstacles and all my feelings and it's going to be all layered. And then when you end up going on set, you're making it harder on yourself. And next thing you know, like that's what makes it rehearsed and you could see it. And that's an amazing thing now. And I'm so grateful for, all of my training that I've been doing, because again, you're just an athlete, you're working out, you're going in and you don't have a lot of time to think about it. You know, like, it's just like, you just do it a few times and play with the circumstances. One of my favorite scenes that I did in class, my friend picked, and originally it was like he was taking a shower and I was playing his mother, and I like have my own key and I'm just like letting myself in, like asking about like this girl that he's dating and stuff like that. And so we did that two times, and then on the third take my teacher was like, okay, so this time let's change it up. You're not his mom, you're like an obsessive girlfriend who's stalking him. And it completely changed like the circumstances
and the whole dynamic. It changed
the entire thing, and it was a lot of fun. And I think that as actors we want to get everything so perfect, but that's not, you know, that's not what makes you intriguing. Perfection is not intriguing. It's being flexible and playful and just connecting with your partner.
Yeah, when I took your class the other day, because I went to Mindy had a workshop. She was very kind to have me in class. I really felt like. For anybody who's watching, that Mindy was very kind and patient, and you created a really safe space for actors. And, you know, because there were a few people there and they were of all different levels, but I just, you know, it was very calming and you listened. And I think people really need to get into class, and class is so important, because I like the classroom situation when you're with people and you're kind of with the same people to start, because you learn to relax around your friends, because at the end of the day, I think most actors just like to play.
Yeah.
And, but you don't want to seem like you're played, you know, like you're playing a character, you know, it's got to be a little bit of a part of you and a part of a feeling, like you said. So what is your favorite exercise to do?
My favorite exercise has to be the repetition, which we were doing in class, which is like Meisner. So, cause again, the hardest thing is just letting go and just being with someone and not having to, you know, subconsciously we want to get things going and we're like, okay, what can we say next? What can we say next? And instead, so just to strip all of that away and you're just present with the person, and it doesn't matter what you're saying, but you know, I'm sending energy your way. Then you pick it up and you take that and then you send energy, and you can actually find out a lot about yourself, you know, uh-huh. like, I know when I do repetition in the class that I go to, for a while, someone would say to me, like, you're a good person. And I was like, I'm a good person? You know, like, questioning, like, am I a good person? Like, it really hit me.
You're a good person.
Thank you. But you know, we all have doubts about that, right?
Yeah, so, right.
Like, it's a good way to figure out who you are connected to someone, and to also just get out of your head. And so, like, that's why I think it's such an important exercise, repetition.
I think, too, when we were doing the exercises, that you kind of got to see how a person you've never met before, like with me, I work with someone I never met before, and they're the one that told you how you're perceived by them, which as an actor, that's huge, right?
Yes.
Because it does make you connect to that person.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really, really good exercise. So let me ask you, what are you working on right now? I know you just finished Dale Nevin's House and Time.
House and Time. Yes. We just wrapped that officially. I'm super excited to see that movie.
Me too.
It was such a wonderful experience.
Yeah, he's such a nice person and a good guy.
He is. It was a really amazing crew, and the fact that, you know, we were all doing it just for the love of it and love of the story, like it was very inspiring. Let's see what I have next. I'm just creating, you know, that's one thing I like to keep busy. So I'm writing a lot, and I'm also starting to direct.
That's great.
And I'm directing a short right now that's like a thriller suspense that it's going to only be like 5 minutes.
But I think it's the way to start.
Yeah.
Start small and work your way up, you know, because if you go too big, then it can get really stressful, and then it kind of takes the joy out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And I'm still in class. I mean, that's never going away. No. I'm never going to stop being in class. No. And I'm going to be hosting some more workshops. I want to work with, I'm going to talk to Abby. I haven't called her yet, so hopefully
Abby Ray.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I really
call
like
her before
her.
This comes out. She's so awesome. I love
her.
Yeah,
she's really awesome.
So I want to try, you know, and then Indie Film Factory, Kelly, thank you so much for letting me host a workshop there. I want to see, like, I want to be able to meet actors where they are and see, you know, hopefully maybe I can do a class at Indie Film Factory and then also a class in Henderson. It just depends on what works best for actors. So I'm here for you.
Yeah, and I think that's really good, and I really showed that when you had that that class. So, because this is Real Women, celebrating women in independent film, what woman in film, or maybe it was just somebody at home, maybe it was just your mom encouraging you, what woman inspired you to be the actress that you are today?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there are a few, but I guess right now I'm a huge fan of Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I love her.
She's come so far. I mean, first of all, wonderful actor, and she's got her own book club, and now she's making her own content, her own films, and they've all been just really, really great. Hello Sunshine Productions. So
yes,
she's definitely inspiration. Also, I love Drew Barrymore
too. I love Drew Barrymore too, and I feel like with Reese Witherspoon, you know, she started when she was really young.
Yes,
and then she got married. Had a couple of kids, kind of got out of it.
Yeah.
And then her divorce kind of made her just soar and just grind. And I think she's somebody definitely to be admired. Yeah. Drew Barrymore is just a real person, isn't she?
She is.
I just love her. She just puts it all out there. And I think that the inspiration for me, for Drew, is that she really cares about people. And she understands that she's just a human like you and I. And I think those are very good choices. So...
Thank you.
Let me ask you, what is the dream role
what
for
is
you?
The dream?
Like, what is the role that you, the kind of role or the role that you would like to play?
Let's see. I have a few, but I really love fiction, like that it's based on real people. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to be able to portray some inspiring, amazing woman that like actually existed and did something substantial. I think that would be any kind of dream role, playing some amazing woman that
Drew Barrymore.
Like Drew Barrymore. Or another thing, like Julia Roberts. And,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Who was that movie called? Oh, my God. Aaron Brockovich.
Love that movie. Great
Love
movie.
Love that movie.
Great reference.
Thank
love
you.
Love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what's your favorite genre?
I love all of it. I really do. I guess now as a full-grown adult, horror is my least favorite, even though I do have, like, a good murder scream.
Uh-huh, right, right.
But, I mean, I love thrillers, I love drama, I love comedy. Yeah, I'm always watching. Yeah, and funny enough, I actually find that I like a lot of limited series now. I still watch movies, but not as much as I used to. I really do like...
we love to
like,
watch.
Like, series. Yeah, there's so many good series now. Like, I just finished... Did you see that one about... it had Michael Keaton in it, and it was about the oxycodone crisis.
I haven't seen that one.
In Appalachia.
I think for something that dramatic for me is I have to be in the correct headspace to say, okay, I can absorb that, because I think that's a really terrible problem that we have.
Yeah, it is.
And I mean, you know, I just worry that, you know, it gets into my psyche sometimes. So I have to be in a definite, the right mood. But I completely agree with the fact that that's a great thing about being an artist, isn't it? Is that you can take a subject that is affecting our economy or our world or emotions, and you can literally just lay it out there for the public. And I think the thing about streaming that I love so much is that as the consumer, you can literally pick and choose based on what your mood is.
That's true. Yeah, we have the power now. It's not like, oh, okay, this one's at 6. This one's at 7.
To run home and watch Friends.
Oh, I know. Oh, man. I remember when Dexter was first coming out, I had a few roommates, and we'd all, like, there were literally times where all three of us were getting home late, and it would premiere Sunday nights, and we would, like, you would see us all from different parts of the parking lot running to, like,
right.
Run and to then our apartment.
Right, and, you know, if you couldn't afford DVR, then you were basically screwed, and then you'd have to listen to what somebody tell you, or wait for reruns, So what is in your future, do you think, like, besides teaching, because I know teaching's become very important to you. And I think that the reason why you like teaching so much is, and I could tell, like, when you're in classes, you just really like to give back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really what it is for me. And also because these are my community, and these are people that I'm going to create with. And so why not teach what I've been learning, you know, to help build a bridge and just create great stories. You know?
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, isn't that what we're all about? Whether you're the actor, the writer, producer, director, we're good storytellers.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. Is there anything you want to tell the world out there about yourself that maybe I didn't cover?
I don't know. Just hang in there, everybody. And, you know, keep creating. For actors, don't wait to get booked on that role. You know, like, create your own content. Get together with people. Learn how to trust and collaborate and create and just have fun. And when it's coming from a place of of artistry and love and not fame, you know, you'd be surprised by the results, really.
Yeah, and I think, too, don't be afraid to fail.
That, too.
Because
huge.
If you fail, it may not really be a failure, because you can always find something that if you've taken the time and put into it and effort into it, you can usually find like a little gem. You might not like the whole clip. You might not like everything, but all you need is that little gem to show people what you can do. And then you can also see it in yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I am so glad you came. I know it was a long drive, but and we're here with Stephen Sebo at Action Shot Productions.
Thank you.
Brenda Daly, and this is Real Women Celebrating Women in Independent Film. And it was such a nice conversation to have with Mindy Gilkerson. Thank you all, and keep making great content, and just go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.